This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
I think I might have pissed off one of the big corporate guys for our company. Sorry, team. It is the Brett Maga Show. Can we have a conversation about passive-aggressive text messages? Is, like, the heart, just sending someone a heart, like, emoji thing? Because I don't use emojis. Is that passive-aggressive? 855-444-6342. 855-444-MEGA. What do you think is the most passive-aggressive text message people can send? If you're annoyed with someone, do you send the heart? Do you just do like a thumbs up? Do you do the K text back? What's considered a passive text, passive-aggressive text message? 855-444-MEGA. I feel like all emojis now at this point are passive-aggressive. So
what?
I just don't get them.
You are alone in that. I feel like everybody else understands emojis, but
no, I will explain why I'm not crazy. Because this exchange, I guarantee no one's going to know if I was being told to mind my place or not. I'm having a text message conversation with one of the corporate guys for our company, and we're talking business, all right? Business chatter through text, which is always nerve-wracking in the first place. Then the conversation turns casual, and the Mariners were in the ALS championship, and they had some big games going on. This guy lives in Seattle, and I'm like, are you going to the game? And he goes, no, the tickets are way too expensive, man. And that like kind of ended the conversation. And then I saw on social media he was at the game. So I texted him, said, thought those tickets were too expensive, bro. And I got a heart emoji back.
That's perfect.
He's good? We're good?
Yeah. I feel like he was I think that was weird.
See? Thank you.
I think it was weird.
Thank you. This is why.
Normally, if you heart somebody's message, I don't think it's passive aggressive. If you thumbs up somebody's message, it is a little passive aggressive.
See? Man, I'm a thumbs up guy. Because I'm like this. I don't know you well enough to show
you
I love you.
Do you see this,
Hannah? Thumbs up.
The confusion that's happening?
No.
Text messages are so confusing. Just use words, people.
Like, yeah.
Hey.
What is wrong with a heart? A heart is endearing and
in
cool.
This case, it needed to be followed with like a ha-ha.
I know.
And an explanation.
Ha-ha. This is a corporate guy. He's not in with the LOLs and the ha-has and the extra foo-foo. He's lucky that he responded at all.
I'm thinking he was saying, like, mind your business, bro. I'll spend my money how I want.
No, he's saying, like, I love being here.
Oh,
yeah,
that's what he was saying.
I think
he loves me. He's like, thank you for a dollar. He gave me a hug back.
No, I think he's saying these were expensive tickets, but I paid the price because I want to be here.
Instead of hearting it, he should have done the ha-ha thing, like when you double tap it.
No, he didn't react. He sent the emoji of a heart.
Oh, he just sent a heart?
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
That's just weird. Nobody does that.
See, this is why. Okay. I don't know. What are passive-aggressive text messages? If someone sends the heart, sometimes I think that's being passive-aggressive.
The heart is the best thing to send. If he was sending, like, the thumbs up, I think
that could maybe be interpreted differently, but it's the heart. What is wrong with love?
When I send like pictures of my kids to like family, and they just send the heart back, I want them to be like, oh, I love it. That's so cute. They're, what are you guys doing? Like, it's supposed to like use, like, talk. Like, when they send like just the heart back, I'm like, are they just saying like, cute, leave me alone? That's how I felt like the corporate guy was saying to me. He's like, cute, bro, I'm at the game. Leave me alone. Like, that's what I thought was happening. See, you just get in your head.
Right.
All right. I want to know, is these type of messages passive aggressive, like when you just send an emoji back, or if you just thumbs up it, or you just like, you know, like it? Because I feel like that way of communication is super passive aggressive. No one, when you comment on something, you have the option, just like click on it, hold it, and you can do heart, thumbs up, haha. I feel like any response on that is they're annoyed with you, right?
No. I don't know.
Who knows anymore?
Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. All right, jump in on this. What's the most passive-aggressive text message? And is sending a heart emoji kind of sort of passive-aggressive? 855-444-MEGA. Jumping on these passive-aggressive text messages. Was I not in the joking stage with the corporate guy? It is the Brett Maga Show, and we're having a conversation about passive-aggressive text messages. Because texting is hard. Now there's emojis. You can like a certain thing. You can give thumbs up. You can say words that are passive aggressive. I was joking around with, you know, guys in the C-suite, and I don't really know if we're at a joking level. We are having a conversation that turned to like kind of like personal, and the person said, hey, I'm not going to go to the Seattle Mariners game. He's from Seattle, and said the tickets are just too expensive. And, like, you know, the big corporate guy kind of, like, joked around when I saw him at the game. Like, ah, big corporate money, huh? Guess you found the money to be to the game. And I got a heart back. And I'm like, he probably thought, like, I had overstepped. Like, stay in your lane, bro. Worry about how much. I'm like, but maybe he was just like, oh, thanks for acknowledging that. I'm at the game. Mm-hmm. I'm all up in my head about it. Was he being passive-aggressive? 855-444-MEGA. Kayla, do you think this guy, this corporate guy, was being passive-aggressive with me?
I took it as passive aggressive. It was like, haha, not going with you, Brett. I'm going, though. I've been on it for weeks.
Dang it. Now I'm just going to be overthinking it.
I think
it.
You're lucky you even got a response at all.
You think that's
and
good?
And the one you got was a heart. What's wrong with the heart?
You think I should just randomly send him hearts back?
Yeah.
Now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Days later.
Days later. What's the kissy face one?
Love you.
Like, oh no, like, what is the emoji? They blow like kisses, like with the lips? Is that what they do?
Yeah, and there's like red hearts.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. That's not passive aggressive?
No, that's pretty direct.
What is a, like, if you're in an argument with your boyfriend, Hannah, what's the most passive aggressive text message?
For sure, just saying K.
It's funny.
The letter K.
You love emojis. It's not an emoji for you?
No, that's what emojis I can decipher and I'm good with, and you can play around with an emoji. A text just saying K is literally being like, F off is the equivalent.
Really?
When my wife is pissed at me, I get a K text. Or if I'm pissed
my
at
dad
her.
Only responds in K texts.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
So he's always.
So apparently he's
always
mad.
Pissed. Yeah, because that's how we communicate. What do you guys
I think it's the eye roll emoji. The one where you're like, ugh.
Oh, really?
See, I take that as sarcastic.
See?
Okay. Funny.
I just want to point out that Hannah said, Brett, emojis are so easy to decipher. We are not on the same page
for
a single emoji, just so we
Kevin
are
Kevin also thought the wink in the tongue was a funny face.
Yeah, yes. I thought that was sarcasm.
Sexual. Wink in tongue?
Yeah, you're like,
you
ah.
hear wink in tongue, what do you think of?
So, AB, what do you think
that's
is
what I think of.
What do you think is passive-aggressive?
I think the most passive-aggressive thing is just the thumbs-up emoji.
Really? Emoji?
Me and my boyfriend Julian send that as a funny thing.
I'd have never felt more validated on the show ever. I hate the emojis.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.